Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Wednesday, June 7th. Got an NBA basketball game tonight. Very excited. Listen, season's starting to wind down. And I don't love this extra day off in between finals games. Kind of a lull. Fortunately, we had massive golf news. Yes, we'll talk about that shortly. I do have some decent NBA bets for tonight. Again, I know it's weird. Game one, felt confident going in game one. Liked a lot. Went well. Don't feel great about anything else right now because there's a lot of questions unanswered we'll get to shortly. And also, I'm sorry, I cannot stop talking for the third day about Kyrie Irving and the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers have shut it down. Nobody's touched the Luka angle. I will go there because that's what I do. I'm a Luka guy. But we got to start with the big LIV Tour PGA Civil War ending. Unbelievable story. It didn't even break on a sports outlet. This was not from like a golf reporter. This is not ESPN. No Fox. It was CNBC. CNBC broke the news. I think that's kind of telling that the PGA Tour and the LIV, after 2 years of, you know, mudslinging and lawsuits, it's over. They are going to merge. And the news caught a lot of people by storm. You saw some golfers on Tuesday, not really happy at what went down. And listen, I know there's not a lot of casual golfers out there. They only want to tune in on Sunday if Tiger Woods is in the mix. Just there's something here that I think you're going to be interested in, even if you don't really like golf. So for the longest time, the PGA Tour had been using the media. They had been leaning on politicians to bash the LIV Tour. Saudi Arabia was throwing around all this money. Of course, you had media columnists and golf columnists, sports writers everywhere, talking heads, talking about how could Phil Mickelson take that blood money? And they were talking about, they were really just making Saudi Arabia look bad. And listen, obviously, Saudi Arabia, hey, other side of the world, they do things a little bit differently. Nobody's justifying any of that. But you had all these these people high on their horse getting up saying, well, how could Mickelson do that? I just can't believe that. I applaud Tiger Woods for not accepting the nine figures that LIV was reportedly offering him. I saw as high as $1 billion. Again, these are just reports. But they wanted to pull Tiger. And Tiger said, no, let's hold the line. all these PGA Tour golfers, we should stay. I got a couple names here. Matsuyama apparently was offered $300 million. Will Zalatoris offered $150 million, reportedly, to join the LIV Tour. They said no. Okay? We know anybody with a brain. $150 million is not... That's not generational wealth. That's, you know, your family, your kids, your grandkids, your great-great, they're all going to eat forever. Everybody's set up if you get 150 mil from the Saudis to join the LIV Tour. And the PGA begged these guys not to go. The guy, Jay Monahan, looks like the real idiot here. I don't know how he keeps his job. I'm not going to, you know, litigate whether or not he should be bounced. Apparently, he's been there 6 years now as PGA Tour commish. Players are not happy. I don't know how you can trust a word out of his mouth or anything coming out of the PGA now after they slammed the Saudis, bashed them, begged players not to leave, and then now get in bed with them. It's just a little hypocritical of the PGA. They've got a lot of explaining to do. I think Phil Mickelson was probably, you know, enjoying a Scrooge McDuck victory lap, just swimming around in cash. He took the money, and now he gets back on the PGA Tour. It's kind of interesting. Like, what is going to fall out here? Now, there's a lot of unanswered questions, obviously. I do want to say another note that I have here. Look, their PGA and LIV are trying to spin this as a win-win. Hey, PGA Tour gets the money they need. There are some reports claiming PGA Tour, like, not going great, could use the finances, so it's a win for them. Obviously, the Saudis, they get thrust in more. Keep an eye on the Saudis in soccer. Remember the whole Ronaldo thing. Let's see what Messi ends up doing. And you know, yeah, I'm not going to get into on a sports podcast whether Saudi Arabia is whitewashing sports and trying to erase their history of really unscrupulous actions. But I do want to remind people, U.S. government, and you could read it on their website, they've been in bed with the Saudis for 8 decades, okay? So slamming golfers for taking some money. U.S. government has been working with the Saudis for 8 decades. You can go read it. It's right on the U.S. government website. I had to look it up. I was a little stunned. But take a sip. One thing I did want to add. This whole outrage, this faux outrage from the media. How could the PGA do this? How could they cave? Listen, a lot of these guys have never run a business. Sometimes you run a business, you see the writing on the wall, you got to make a decision. It may not be a popular decision. It may not be a decision you want to make, but you want to save the business, save jobs, save your job. You have to make some decisions. Now, again, I know people are going to say, oh, yeah, Jason, what if it was, you know, Vladimir Putin? How about that? Would you change your mind? Let's just deal in reality, okay? Let's not go into what-if land. But the reality is the PGA Tour needed to do this deal. The LIV golfers were kind of sort of thriving, okay? This helps the PGA. They've got explaining to do to a lot of their golfers. I would not be shocked if Monahan lost his job. But this is one of those situations where, like, you kind of got to make a decision. And a lot of these guys, you're going to read columns and columns and hear talking heads. These guys have never run a business. As a guy who's run a business, I can tell you, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. Now, I had a small business, obviously, the website. It wasn't always great. You had to make some tough decisions. And that's what being a business is all about, right? A lot of these writers, they've never run a business, had to hire anybody, had to fire anybody, had to make tough decisions. And I'm not going to crush the PGA for this. I can understand how they look like the biggest loser and how it's not going to be well regarded by a lot of players in the media. But the reality is they probably have their reasons for doing this deal. PGA is not going to really crack open the books and show everybody what's going on, but I think it's a fascinating merger. And, you know, hey, welcome to 2023, where a lot of craziness is happening in sports.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Before we get to Nuggets Heat, I have to, absolutely have to chime in on this LeBron, Kyrie, Mavs, Lakers story. Okay, so we're in, I guess, day three now of the saga, and we've covered the Kyrie extensively. We can recover some of that if you want. We've looked at the LeBron, which seems like least likely. Nobody seems to be talking about the Luka Doncic angle of this Kyrie, LeBron, Mavs idea. We'll just call it an idea because the chances of it happening are extremely slim. I need to ask you guys something. So Luka Doncic was drafted by the Mavs. Remember, there was that draft day trade with the Trae Young, Luka Doncic decision on the draft. Luka's the franchise guy. Instantly becomes a superhero in the league. Instantly becomes an all-NBA player. He's clearly a franchise pillar, MVP candidate, and they go to the conference finals last year. That's after he went toe-to-toe with Kawhi and Paul George in back-to-back years in the first round. Then Kyrie Irving comes in midway through last season after forcing a trade. So Kyrie Irving has been in Dallas for like 7 minutes. And Kyrie Irving is not even unpacked in whatever hotel he's staying at because we know he didn't buy no property there or wherever he's Airbnb-ing. And he's now trying to call the shots in Dallas. We should add LeBron James. Listen, nobody's going to turn down a 38-year-old LeBron James. He's a historically great player. I've called him the best player in league history. I know some people hate that, and they would say, Jordan, whatever. I'm not doing that now. Who is Kyrie Irving to come into Dallas and instantly start calling the shots on what this team needs and what he can deliver? The last time Kyrie tried to put a team together in Brooklyn, it failed spectacularly. The Kevin Durant team. They didn't win anything. They didn't get to the finals because Kyrie Irving's not a leader. But he's now in Dallas trying to call the shots and pull LeBron in from LA. So we know he's not going to get LeBron from LA. That's a pipe dream. And we know behind the scenes, Kyrie's really angling for a 4-year deal from Dallas because he wants the max. So has anybody asked how Luka Doncic feels about interloper Kyrie Irving parachuting into Dallas and all of a sudden saying, let's bring in LeBron? That's our answer. That's how I'm going to stay here. Folks, you know I like Luka. I went on Undisputed, I think 2 years ago, said he was the best player in the league. The Undisputed mob, those crazy fans, they were very angry with me. Luka held up his end of the bargain when they went to the conference finals. Did not do that this past season. I'd blame Kyrie Irving, but that would be harsh of me, I'm told. I just wonder, at what point, if we get to the scenario, or Mark Cuban says, sorry, Kyrie, we're not offering you the four-year max. We'll give you a 2+1. And Kyrie Irving says, not going to do it. I want the four-year max. If you're not going to give me the max, I'm out of here. And they dare him to take less money from someone else. That's going to be a real game of chicken. You're sitting at a Texas Hold'em table across from Kyrie Irving, and you're probably in some trouble because he's unpredictable. You have no idea. He could be bluffing. That's like the last guy I would want to be at a negotiation table with, because I don't know if he's skipping out of the league and quitting. I don't know if he would actually take less money for a year. I can't imagine it, but would he? I don't know. Like, Kyrie Irving over the last 3-4 years has just kind of gone off. You just don't know what he's doing. He goes AWOL in Brooklyn and then, like, won't answer the phone, doesn't tell anybody where he is. That's the kind of guy you're going to offer a max to? Of course not. So then you're looking at Luka. Let's say Kyrie flies the coop and Kyrie says, you know what? I'm going to, we're just going to joke around here. I'm going to Washington. He's not going to Washington. Let's just say he does. Luka Doncic looks around and says, Porzingis didn't work. We had Brunson, Cuban, you screwed that up badly. Then you tried to save face and get at Kyrie Irving in here. Kyrie Irving is now gone. Luka's looking around. It's like that Will Smith meme from Fresh Prince. The old Fresh Prince, not the new one on Peacock, but I do like that show. Where Will's standing around there and the living room is empty. And it's Luka's looking around. He's like, okay, well, I'm not winning jack squat with Tim Hardaway and Davis Bertans. Get me out of here. And he demands a trade. Like, that has to be somewhere on the spectrum of outcomes in Dallas. Like, that could legitimately happen. And Mark Cuban's playing with fire, folks. So they ain't getting LeBron. Maybe they have to do a deal with the devil and Kyrie and give him 4 years. I would hate to do that. And you also run the risk of alienating Luka Doncic, who is without question is one of the three best players in the league. Way younger than LeBron, way younger than Kyrie, younger than Kevin Durant. Like, this is getting into a danger zone for Mark Cuban and the Mavs. Listen, he claims to be the greatest business guy ever, right? He's on Shark Tank. My kids know what Shark Tank is because of Mark Cuban. Like, the guy's a good businessman. But he's done a terrible job. Terrible. With Jalen Brunson, and let's see if he can save face with Kyrie Irving.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
All right, let's get to the finals game. As I'm looking at the odds right now, this is interesting. Denver, 2.5 at two respected shops in Las Vegas. One of them has gone to -2. So there is money coming in on the Heat. Folks, this is a difficult game because, listen, as we talked with Sedano yesterday, there's a world where Miami somehow wins this game, and then they're up 2-1 in the finals, and then it's like, whoa, is Denver shook? I firmly believe it was just a fourth quarter explosion from the Heat. They cannot duplicate that. No, you're not going to shoot 11 for 16 in the fourth. No, you're not going to score 36 points in the fourth in Denver and win. That's just not going to happen again. The question is, can they unlock Jamal Murray? Because as Steve Kerr talked about with Draymond Green here on The Volume, you got to shut down Jamal Murray. If you stop him, what else you got? Then you become like, wait a minute. What's going on with Michael Porter? He doesn't seem locked in defensively. Oh, maybe that's because he doesn't have the basketball. And at one point, like, you guys have all played basketball. I'm in my men's league. If there's like 4 or 5 trips that I don't touch the ball, the next time I get it, you can be damn sure the ball's going up. Now, that's just me. I'm a shooter. I'm playing in the men's league. I'm not going to loaf off on defense. But a pro like Michael Porter, an offensive scoring assassin, Michael Porter Jr. clearly wasn't involved in the offense. And then at the defensive end was not nearly as locked in. That is a problem. I don't know how you solve that. Because can you really ask Michael Porter Jr., hey, man, we're going to get you your shot. And Miami's not leaving him because they're not doubling Jokic. So now you're like, okay, well, if MPJ's not locked in, let's get him off the court. We're locking down Jamal Murray with Jimmy Butler. We got Bruce Brown, KCP, and Aaron Gordon. Of those three guys, do any of them terrify you? And now all of a sudden, Denver's looking a little bit kind of thin. Now, For Miami, if Butler's guarding Jamal Murray, he's not going to be able to have one of his 30-point games. That's just not happening for Butler when you're shadowing Jamal Murray. However, the opposite is potentially true. Jokic could go for 50 the way he did against Phoenix, but they've lost every game when he's gone over 40 in the playoffs, 0-3. So I don't know that I want to bet the spread. I do think a lot of people like Miami, the public, so I would lean Denver on the money line, but I'm not going to actually bet that. I do believe the one thing I'd be looking for, and this is a tough one because the juice is brutal, Nikola Jokic assists over 9.5. We know he's a triple-double king, and he had 4 assists last game, and they lose. But they were only a 3-pointer away from winning, so it was close. Miami slowed the game down to a crawl. I think we'll see much better tempo in this one. Denver knows they want to runner. They don't want to let Miami set up that zone. I think we're going to see a lot more scoring, much higher tempo. So over 9.5 assists for Jokic. The problem is it's minus 148. Doing a basic $100 bet, that's $148 to win 100. And Jokic needs 10 assists. I mean, I like that, but the juice is scaring me. So then you look at, all right, what about points? Well, this is where it gets really dicey because they set Jamal Murray's number. Wait, hold on. Points, yeah. Jamal Murray, 24.5. You want to go over, minus 125. Jamal Murray not, I mean, listen, he can get to the foul line. He's money from the foul line, but he's not really getting to the line. So is he going to get open with Jimmy Butler on him? Again, I like Jamal Murray. I hype the guy a lot. I would look away from that. I think if I'm going to target anyone, just simply because I believe what he's had, this is probably a little bit of a buy high, but Bam Adebayo over 19.5. He has played ridiculously good through 2 games. You know, as if he doesn't have foul trouble, he's playing 40 minutes plus. He's going to get shots. Butler guarding Jamal Murray, probably not as integrated into the offense because he's going to be gassed. I don't expect Strus and Vincent to get a billion open threes like they did last time. Duncan Robinson, I mean, can you really count on Duncan Robinson to have another monster game? Okay, so now you're looking at who? Bam Adebayo. Really good free throw shooter, over 19.5. That's my one bet, over 19.5 points for Bam. I do think Denver wins this. I'll be looking at Denver money line. If Miami wins this, folks, you got to be a little nervous if you're Denver. And that's why I don't see the Nuggets losing. So I'll pick the Nuggets. I'll go Nuggets 115, Heat 111. Bit of a barn burner. I'll be rooting for Jamal Murray and Jokic. Obviously, Aaron Gordon as well, because the player points pool, I'm closing in on the championship. Gosh, it feels good to win. All right, that's it for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.